Okay, Tanis Esther Tavshin Pei Dalet are learning. Shmuley Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Reb Gavriel Pinchas Shmuley Yitzchak Yab Ben Pinchas Ein Tamir Begershon, and of course for the professors, Tovers, and everyone at Israel, soldiers and hostages, Furushim for Avram Abba Ben Shindel, Pesor Shecha Israel. Five ideas. Idea number one on Tanis Esther. The Magid Meishon brings down. What's the secret of Tanis Esther? You want to know what it's all about? It's all about preparation for Purim. That they're interconnected. Tainis Esther and Purim are interconnected. How are they interconnected? Because we know that Purim is Purim Yom Kippurim, and the Satan can't touch us on Yom Kippur. But what happens on Purim? Sometimes people get over the top, and then the Satan can be mechatrig. People get into a fight. People to get very itchy. Oh, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. So what's the sod? Tainis Esther, basically, it lowers the power of the Satan for his koichas on Purim, for us to be able to tap in. You need that energy of Tainis Esther to go into Purim. This is beautiful. He says, you want to know how they're interconnected? Because the whole point for us on Purim is to become one. And right now to become one, and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu where they're drinking and eating not for our own sake. We're drinking and eating for His sake. And how do you do that? We show because the day before, the mitzvah, the day before, how to be mekayem that mitzvah, listen to your poskim, listen to Rabbi Liebowitz's 10 minute halacha, drinking on Purim. But at the end of the day, says Magid Meishon, you want to know how we show the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we show the Yitzhar who's in charge? By dafka fasting the day before. That we see this interconnection. That the first day, that Purim is mamish complete a day, complete with the physical, and mamish to get mechayv inish to besumei Purim. How do you know? And how do you make sure that it's the Shema? By davka fasting the day before. This idea actually is very connected to an idea I saw from Rav Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik in the Sefer I got this year, Efna Ve'eshna, beautiful Sefer. Now on the chapter of saying, why don't we say Lam Natzeich on Purim? We don't say Lam Natzeich according to Shulchan Aruch. Ein Omrim Lam Natzeich Nizmele David. We don't say Lam Natzeich on this day of Purim. What's Pshat? Rav Soloveitchik says very, very, very interesting. He says that really we should say that Purim is actually a tarit to the satrik. The pasuk says it's Yom Mishav Simcha, but it also says that the Alzarim different so besides our custom. We have to make sure we're able to fast. So it says there's two kiyum. There's the kiyum of the Suda. There's the kiyum of the Tainis. But the Tainis doesn't just refer to Tainis Esther. Tainis refers to Purim as well. Because we know Shushan Purim, Shushan was really on the 14th day they went out to war. And that's why they only celebrated on the 15th. Says their Soloveitchik, incredible idea. Zeubim Purim, Kriyas HaMegillah, he Kriyas Shatachanunim. Kriyas of the Megillah is that it's actually not just a reading of another Stam Megillah, it's a Tachanunim. But also Zman, Kriyas HaMegillah, he Gam Kriyas Shal Shira, Kriyas Shal Halal. Like the Gemara says, why don't we say Halal? Because the Kriyas Zu Heilula. On one dimension, the Megillah, is the Megillah of Tachanunim. It's mamash a tefillah. When you hear Mordechai, mamash being banished, and the Jewish people are going to be wiped out. But then it's also an aspect of Halel. Says of Soloveitchik, Kippurim hu yom gam shel tachanunim. It's also a day of tachanunim. And Rav Treigon says, Lamasech mezmol David, why don't we say it? Kidei lahazki lanu sheyom zeh hu gam kei eis v'sar v'tzar tachanunim. Rav Treigon brought down the tshuvas of the goinim, that they send Rav Treigon, should they say it? And he said, Shevadai tzrichim la'omra, against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Pascha, of course you do, because Yom Purim is at Sarah Gedol Yisrael. It's a big day to deal with David. It was supposed to be at Yom Sara. So how do you have these two branches? Yes, on one hand, it says Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a tart to the Satre. Because Purim, it has this aspect of the Kriya of Tachanunim, but it's also Kriya Shahala. It says, the tiny Esther of Purim, him Kiyim Echad. Like the Ramah brings down the Ramah brings down Yeshom Shayish Lecha Maichos Zaroin the Purim Zechal Elohim Shoyachot Daniel the Chaver Bilavah, beautiful. He says, you want to know how Titus Ezra Purim him Kiyim Echad? What's the matir? What's the thing that allows us to eat? It's not Shkia after Esther after Titus Esther, right? Hamatir L'siyim Titus Esther Lo Shkia Sechama and the Kriya Samegila. You Kriya Samegila Yas Simin LaHafzik Esatanus in a regular year, not this year. Because it's Thursday, we fast on Thursday night, obviously not on Shabbos. But on a regular year, what is the Hafsakah that we Tainis Esther is now over and now we can start Purim? It's not Shkia, it's Tainis Esther.
Lo rak yoprim elagam yom tanis etem nichla ba'aloch shelo ve'yolo yavor. Should it go before? Should it go after? Mishal the tanis says that yishgam ken shkiyim shel purim. Dielakai mishal v'sicham tzrichem mati v'hamati hu kriyas megillah. It's one inyan. Tanis says to Purim that they're both 8 days of Esara. How do you manifest it? How do you show that? Tanis says to do tachanunim. But Purim's also yom tachanunim. Purim is also a time. So much so that the Troy Gon says, you should say Lam Natsayach. To remember that it's Mamash in Esara. It was an Esara. But Purim is also the Kriyasa Zuhelula. And the only way to get to Purim is you needed a tiny stester. Lowly knew it, Lala Havdil. But not so much, but I don't want to say Darabana Daraisa. But to get to Yom Ha'atzmut, you need a Yom Ha'zikaron. I'm not classifying, I'm just trying to give the message. The message is that you can't just have a Yom Ha'atzmut. That first having that day of recognition, of cheshbon nefesh, of making sure that we're taking things seriously. Purim is not just a stam day. It's a time of day of tremendous esara, tremendous tefillah. People waste away. We talk about this later in the week, but I think we talked in the past year, how Yehuda Maisar, the Shulchan Aruch says, you should make sure to learn a little Torah on Purim before the Suda. How many people, the Avnei Nezer, I think, believe it's soon this week, Yud Alf, it says that the Avnei Nezer was Zoycha to be the Avnei Nezer, his parents, because the whole world, no one was learning Torah besides the Avnei Nezer's father, on Purim. Well, to make sure not to lose that Purim is in Yisora, for Tefillah, for Torah. And I think if we understand this message, that Kriya HaMegillah is the Matir, is that really, it's really two coins. Well, what Purim doesn't start Motzei Shabbos, Purim starts already Thursday by Tanis Esther. That the Matir, the thing that allows us to go into the joy, to change from the Esor of the Megillah of Tachanunim, to go into the Megillah of Kriyas of Halil and Simcha, is Dafka through Tanis Esther. Listen to the Sefer Kavi Asher, day number 3. To Kevan Sheyesh Lacha Shadi Ribu Achil, Ashishiva Simcha Yichon Navu Dechet. A person might be careful, might be worrisome, then you might come to sin before they be mekayim all the mitzvahs of eating and drinking. So what did you lachin? Hikta b'kodesh baruch ha'tainis. Kodesh baruch hu davka put us the tainis right before. L'fisha ha'tainis hu skula li natzla idim enel chet. Because the tainis will save us from chet. Very similar to Magen Mishav. Listen to what he says now by tefila. Ki yoyim zehu mesuga ma'ol. She kubla tefila sinem b'schus mordechai esther. It's mamish brought down that anything you ask for says a kivah yosher. You ask for a tainis esther and mamish, we have a much better chance. Chol mi shetzarch rachamim aliza dover, shetzarch lispal, yikach b'nai la'atzal yom tainis esther, v'lo matchila mizmar chabez. Make sure to take time to say Tehillim 22 that was written by Esther Amalekah, and to daven for your heart on the tainis esther, to mamish daven from our kishkas. Achal yishpach sichol lefnei Hashem, lakish b'chal shosof yizkor sichos mordecha esther, shepesuch ha'am yata lo ha'kadosh baruch hu, yivtach lo shai rachamim yikubal tefilas baratzal. Chavi Asher says, whatever you ask for tainis esther, it's a given. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the gates of Shemayim are open on Purim, but you know when they're also open? They're also open already in Tanis Esther. Rabbi Liebowitz was already talking about this in Torah, on the Torah Web article that he put out. Says Rabbi Liebowitz, how we should celebrate Purim this year. This year, this is the year that Tanis Esther should be fully appreciated. Tanis Esther is a celebration of the Koicha Tefillah. It should be did as fulfill sincere Tefillah to Hashem, but the confidence that Hashem is a Shemayim Tefillah is going to be able to bring a Yeshua to Klai Yisrael. Now more than ever, do Klai Yisrael need our Tefillahs? The moon ought to be one of intensity and positivity, as we call the track record for answered prayers, tefillahs, and times of great distress for Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Liebowitz, and he's obviously quoting the Chavei Yashar here. Tanis Esther is Yom HaTefillah. Purim is Yom HaTefillah, and Tanis Esther is Yom HaTefillah. Day number 4, it's the same similar thing. The Mishabrua Tafresh Pei Vav. The Nikra Tanis Esther. Why is it called Tanis Esther? Kidei Lizkor Shehashem Yisbarach Roye V'Shomeya Ko Ish Pei Saroso. To show us, to prove to us, that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens and hears all our tefillos, and he sees our pain, and he sees our anguish, especially this year since October 7th, since that Shabbos Kodesh Simchas Torah. Kashay Sana v'yashav al Hashem echol avavo, k'mosh asa nisa v'yamahem. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should answer us, and he should return our requests, just like he answered to Esther Amalka. And finally, the fifth and final idea. The final idea is an incredible marsha. Gemara in Brachas tells us Nundal Amanav. Haroya Evan Shayash Valam Moshe Beish also Yeshua Machamam. Like if someone saw the stone that Moshe sat on when Yeshua fought Amalek in Parshas Peshalach, Al Kulon Sarach Shitan Hodav Shvatlev Neamakam. You have to make sure that the Thega Kadosh Baruch Hu, you say Brach Shah Sunisim Al Sunib Makam Azeh. He says the Marsha, Madul Varach Amakam Evan Shayash Moshe, the Law Makam Amechama. Why are we giving a Bracha on the place of where Moshe davened?
and not where the actual war happened. Says the Marsha, Shemoyesh Rabbeinu Harim Yadu B'Tfilah. We know the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that every single time Moshe's hands were up, they won. And every time his hands were down, they didn't win. What does the Mishnah say, Rosh Hashanah? That means that the Tfilah that they were doing, the Ratzah Hashem, that their Liba, their labels with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shemoyesh Rabbeinu Harim Yadu B'Tfilah. Vayekasha Yari Moshe Yadu B'Gav Yisrael. Ki Mokam Anis, Mokam Anis Tachon. Who makam atfilah v'lo makam amacham, says the Marsha. We see that the nace happened not at the war. The nace of the Nitzachon was the makam atfilah. Tainis Esther is makam atfilah. It's a place for tefillah. Whether you hold like the Magin Mesharim that said that so the Tainis Adi number one is the Achniyah Koch HaSatan, that you should make sure that the Satan has no chance to touch us on the next day of Purim. Or if you hold like Rav Soloveitchik, who says that it's mamish, they're interconnected days, and even though we don't salam lasech, Ram the Trigon says, well, we should say because Purim is a Yom Tachanunim, Tanis Esther is a Yom Tachanunim, it's a Kriya Megillah, it's a Kriya Tachanunim, but it's also Kriya Shehalel. And the only way we get to the Purim is to have Kriya Megillah. To go from the Tachanun of Tanis Esther, to enter into the Megillah, is not Shkiyah, it's Dafka through Kriya Megillah. The Kai Mishav Asimkot Shricham a Matir. The Matir is Kriyas Megillah. The Matir is Kriyas Megillah. The Tainis Esther and Purim, they're both Esaras, but how does Purim change? The Afkot of Kriyas Megillah. They're both in times of Davening, of Tachanunim. And this is what the Kavayosha said, and it's a special day of Tfil, Ki Yom Zem Musuga Ma'oid, Shikibu Tfasel, the Schust Mornachai of Esther. The days of Tfil, of Esther Malka, of the Tainis Esther, is a tremendous day of Tfil that our Tfil should be answered personally, individually, and nationally. The tremendous day that the gates of Shemayim are mamish open, and finally the fourth and the fifth and final of the Mishra, the fourth idea of Mishra Beru says it should be nikkur tanasik yidila haskes shem noch v'shamim kol ish. This is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Esther and Mordechai, and he answers us as well. It's mamish lahalacha tafresh by peivav sikot and beis, and finally beautiful mashal. The Gemara says when you see the stone where Moshe daven for Yeshua. Dafka, you used to think Hashem. Why Dafka the Evan? It should be the Machama. No, Ramosha Davin. That was when the Makam Anis happened. Makam Anis Yitzachon, Makam Atzvila, below Makam Alchama. Marshal says, you want to know where the Nase happened? The Nase didn't happen at war. The Nase happened by the Tfilas. When I went to Soroka Hospital and I asked the injured soldiers, I said, how are you guys doing? And he said, it's Rak Tfilot, Rak Tfilot. You go to anything in Israel, you see that all anything that happens for us, wiping off a Malik off the map of the earth, wiping off Hamas, Hezbollah, Haman, Hitler, whatever it is, tefillah, davening, learning. You have to make sure to be able to tap into this energy of Tainis Esther and of Purim. It should be Yom of Tefillah, but specifically Tainis Esther, like everyone said, it's mamish ingrained in Yom Tainis Esther period day of introspection and tefillah, Rachman Eliboy. Should be Zoch Bezah, Shabbat Hashbach, Shehir, tefillahs. And in the course of Tainis Esther and Purim, Shiva Nahafachu in this whole situation, we should go from Gula to Gula, Be'ez Hashem. Sorry, Stoivus.